Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Ah, great. That was fun, wasn't it? Now, it is Friday, so it was Visiting Critic Day. And this week is a bit of a challenge because our critic, Aideen Fitzmaurice, is a food and travel content creator. So she's done it all. She's tried everything, outside, indoors and so on. So we found a challenge. Good morning, Aideen Fitzmaurice.
Morning. How are you?
Not so bad.
It's great to be here.
Was crochet a weird thing to send you on to?
When I got this call, I was like, this is so exciting because I started my hobby era like last year, because I'm one of these people whose hobby became their career. And because of that, I had no hobbies left. And when you're like building up to your hobby becoming your career, there's no space left because you're like in this kind of weird phase. So then I got to this point where I was like, OK, I need to start integrating hobbies again or else I'll be on my phone until the end of time. So, yeah, this was a great call to get. And I had never crocheted in my life. And it was such a foreign thing to have the hook in my hand when I arrived at the knitting room in Phibsborough. But the teacher, Carrie, there was just incredible. She coached me through. I thought I'd be there for an hour. I was there for 3 hours. I couldn't leave.
I want to set the context because your life is zipping around.
Yes.
Do you drive yourself most of the time?
I do. Yeah, I'm always in the car.
You're basically reviewing Ireland the whole time. You get millions of views from all across the world, hundreds of thousands of followers who are dedicated following you all the time. And it's food, activities, experiences, the whole lot.
Yeah, culture, Irish language. I do a bit of kind of mythology, folklore and history as well, which is always a good one to do. But mostly it's kind of, here are the three best avocado toasts in your region.
I love it. Yeah, and I've found things out about Dublin that I didn't know before, and secret cocktail bars and so on. That means there's loads of editing you're doing on phones. You're on technology a lot.
I'd say my screen time, honestly, is about 8 hours a day. But I guess like if you're to do a working job, you're on a laptop for that long.
True,
so
of
it kind of does add up. But I don't mind being on the phone when I'm working, but it's that evening time when you start doom scrolling and you're also watching TV. So there's two screens going on at one time. And I just said, I need to scrap this and I need to have something else kind of in my hands in the evening.
Brilliant. So that's the Aideen brain who goes into the knitting room, it's called, isn't it? And
yes.
It's in Phibsborough?
Yeah. And I live in Dublin 7. So this is a building I've driven past umpteen times and I've always been like, what goes on in there? Like, I'd love to know. And as soon as I stepped in, I just thought, wow, so colourful. Obviously, there's just yarns, balls of wool everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just so aesthetically stunning. And they have this little secret garden in the back. And then I did my class in the room beyond that, which is kind of a social and community hub for the area.
Yeah.
So everybody gathers, they do classes during the year, but then in summer it's just kind of drop-ins. So I attended a drop-in. It was just me and a load of ladies sitting down, cup of tea, biscuit, chocolate chip cookie, if you're wondering, Oliver.
you're one of those.
Yes.
That's how it starts out. It's a cup of tea and a chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crochet is knitting.
No, they're different.
Okay.
So,
so I'll
knitting,
have to learn things from you. Go on.
Knitting, you have two needles.
Yeah.
Crocheting is one hook.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And it's all based around kind of like looping around and kind of swooping and pulling. That is my synopsis after doing one class.
Sailors would be good at it.
Sailors would be great at it, I'm sure.
Knotting and so on.
Yeah. So I did, I started out with the very first stitch, which is a chain stitch.
Oh.
And at this point, I just looked at my teacher, Carrie, and I said, this is going to be a long class for you. Because I just, my hands just couldn't, I kept putting the string around the wrong way. And it just wasn't working, but it's a repetitive movement. So then we advanced onto the second stitch. I couldn't believe it. I had graduated to the second stitch. And Carrie turned to me, she says, typically now, Aideen, and she's like, I'm not lying, we don't start this till week 3 or 4.
Oh.
So I left with the biggest smile on my face. I just couldn't get over how quickly you can just pick this up.
I loved it. Do you remember what that stitch was called?
A double stitch.
Oh, so you went from chain to double stitch.
Yes.
You jumped 3 weeks.
I jumped 3 weeks in one class.
In one session, one class.
Yeah.
Who else is in the room? Are there many people there?
It was really busy. So there was maybe like 10, 12 people there. It was all women. They were all kind of at retirement age. So I had great chats with them all, honestly. They're just, and they all arrive darned in their crochet bits, which
oh,
I loved.
Go
it
away.
Was like
they're
a
wearing the
show.
Things they've made.
Yeah, we had ponchos, we had cardigans, we had little shawls. And I was just sitting there and I was like, how lovely is it to have a hobby that you can come away and actually wear it and show it off to everybody and then go into a room of all these people who appreciate the work that you've done? Because that was a conversation that happened actually at the table. I was like, and do you be knitting, you know, do you be crocheting these cardigans for every child that's born? And they said, well, you know, you'd be selective with who you make one for because it's a lot of work and you want to give it to somebody who really, truly appreciates how many hours you've put into this.
It's a lovely gift, isn't it? That someone's actually
made. Stunning gift. And I think I'll appreciate it so much more now anytime I see crocheting or knitting from now on because I can just see the hard work that goes into it.
And brilliant time. You were looking for a hobby. Do you think you've found a hobby? Would you be doing it again?
I really want to keep this up. Like, I really do. And it's something that you can just sit on the settee in the evening and just go at, you know. So
and the technology's put aside. And the
exactly. Something that can keep my hands occupied rather than picking up that phone is a winner for me. So hopefully now you'll see the crocheting popping up on the Instagram.
I'll be looking out for it. Dave is reminding us that Tom Daly, the British Olympic diver, he took up knitting and crochet to help him deal with stress during all the competition and so on. And he's a whole career out of that.
Yes, there's a lot of because Carrie, actually, the teacher mentioned to me that she had just finished her degree in psychology and her whole thesis was around the psychological benefits of knitting and crocheting for your mental well-being. So that was kind of a conversation that we had as well. And something really important is in the day and age we're in right now, anything that you can do to kind of give yourself some mental well-being time and kind of give your brain some stimulation.
Really good for your creative brain, isn't it? Now, that's your creative brain doesn't need much stimulation. You're originally from Arklow.
I am.
But you've Kerry roots.
My dad is a Listowel man. Very, very proud Kerry roots. My mum's from the Midlands, which I don't mention as much, which is to my detriment because actually the
Midlands
hidden heartlands are stunning.
Yeah, the hidden heartlands.
The hidden heartlands are stunning. They really are. They really are.
Is this why you're biased towards Dingle, which you think is the best place to visit?
Dingle is my favourite place in Ireland. And the funny thing is, because my dad's from North Kerry, we never ventured down to Dingle until I was about... Until I kind of started driving myself, one day I took a notion. My boyfriend was working in Killarney and I said, I'm going to drive down to Dingle today. I've never been there. And thus the love affair began. I go down about 3 or 4 times a year.
It's only 5 hours from Listowel.
It's only 5 hours. I'll do the 5 hours. I'll sacrifice the 5 hours in order
I've
to
never,
get there.
I've never, ever been to Dingle on Dangan.
You've never been.
Like, should I go? Why should I sell it to us there now?
Are you joking me?
No, I'm serious. I've never. It's very far from Monaghan.
Okay, well, you're going to have to make the trip now this year, Oliver.
you're sincerely shocked.
It is like a cultural gem. It has everything I would look for when I'm travelling Ireland, right?
Yeah.
You've got absolutely incredible landscapes. Dunquin, I mean, wow. You can go out to the Blaskets. Peg Sayers, obviously, was the lady who lived
there. Leave her out there. Leave the poor woman.
Leave her out. Her house is still there. You can stay in it. But the food is incredible. The pub scene is amazing. Great music. If you want to listen to traditional Irish music, it just has it all.
This is why you're so good at promoting everything, Aideen Fitzmaurice. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much.
To Moonchore John.
Yes.
Is Moonchore John from the Ortiz School Hub?
Yes.
Is he still a Moonchore?
He is. He's a substitute teacher, so he pops in whenever he can and he loves it. That's a huge thing for him, is still having that going
on. Busy online as well.
He is. He's also a content creator. So we're here, there and yonder, the two of us. We barely get a chance to kind of hang out. So it's amazing that we made it to the engagement. But he's doing the Camino at the minute. So yeah.
Is he? Okay, he is. So he's away.
He's away at the
moment. Summertime for the Moonchore.
Yeah.
Everyone is dying to know all about engagement. They're obsessed, aren't they?
They are. They are. And it was very on brand for the two of us. We got engaged on Inishere on the Aran Islands.
Did you?
It was magic. I was in an Aran jumper. It was just very on brand for us.
Did you keep that private, by the way, or is it on?
Yes, we actually kept it private for a week,
okay.
Which was so nice.
Is it?
Not the rule, but I do recommend it because it gave us time. Because we put everything online, right?
Yeah.
So it gave us time to just spend time with family and friends and soak up the good vibes. And it was just magic.
There's no date yet, is there?
We're thinking like 2027 summertime because the Moon Tory friends need to be able to make it to the wedding, you know yourself. But yeah, no, we're still toying between Ireland or abroad. We don't know.
In the meantime, we'll look you up. Anyone who doesn't know Aideen Fitzmaurice, spelt the lovely Irish way, E Fada and so on. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Grandma August and Han Dingle, I suppose.
Han Dingle.
I'll get there eventually. Thanks, Aideen.
Thank you.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.